Hi guys, we're getting ready to start the radio show, and this one's going to be a really exciting one because it deals with everyday life. It seems like life is always a constant battle, a constant fight, good against evil. Evil wins because God is bigger. But today we're going to expose it, and I hope you can join us. In the meantime, we're waiting for the show to start. Bobby would like to say hello, because he's such a friendly guy.
Jeez, okay. Okay. Hello. I'm friendly guy, apparently.
The friendly guy who doesn't have his headphones on.
I do. Okay, back to you.
Well, guys, I would like to let you know that in beautiful, wonderful Miami, Florida, of which we are so blessed, thanks to God, it's a beautiful sunny day. And the temperature is, what, 77 degrees? Wow, we love it. And maybe during the show we'll let you see outside the window if we have it clean today.
And if you're good. If you're good. Have you been good? So you can see it out. Yeah, okay.
Oh, I try to be good. I'm not always good, but I do try. I try my best, and, you know, at least God wants you to try your best. He doesn't expect perfection, but we can try our best, that's for sure.
Okay, I realize now that everything that I did was wrong. Okay, I realize now some things are better off said than done. Okay, I realize now that maybe I'm not ready for love. Okay, I realize now I finished just before we begun. I'm done.
The Cure with Amy Cabo. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Good afternoon, and welcome to The Cure Radio Show. I'm your host, Amy Cabo, with my amazing partner, Boris.
I'm still amazing then?
He cuts out the word amazing, but it's in my mind. I don't forget it. Our show is available on your radio, also live through our app, The Cure, on any smartphone, and our website, godisthecure.com, because he is. We are broadcasting today live from Miami through satellite, available on 35 radios in more than 11 states, and live on social media, and soon after the show, any podcast player.
I was wanted to ask you, when you say more than 11 states, like that 12 states, 30 states? Mm-hmm. We need to count them.
I don't know.
Let's count them.
You know that stuff. I don't care. Okay. We want to wish everyone a happy new year. More prosperous, happier, and healthier. At least let us handle it better. This show deals with suffering and the tenacity of the human spirit, the will to survive, and the courage to keep moving forward, despite any obstacle, with the help of God, who enables us to help each other. We provide testimonials to let people know that we're not alone. And in this show, the testimony started with me, having been a survivor from child abuse well into young adulthood. We also have experts in several fields and inspirational speakers that are willing to help us with valuable information, knowing that education is necessary, awareness is crucial, and comfort is so very needed. I do believe we've all suffered, and we hope to be a source of healing for each other. God was my only cure, but other forms of healing are presented as well to service everyone. Life can be challenging, but always know there's always someone who cares. If no one at all, at least God does. The song we played earlier was So Done by Kid Laroi. the first time I hear the song, I love it. And this is my take. This is the message I get. This past year has been pretty challenging, pretty triumphant too. Some of us have no idea what great lengths some of us went through. I'm done, so done, with any sinning, big or small. When it came down to fighting for our families, as we learned to run before we crawl. Shocking as it may have been, so many things have opened our eyes. We're no longer numb or dumb to what suppressed us by the enemy's disguise. It's time we step up to the plate and rise. God is always in control. Following him is easier said than done, but there's no greater evil that has conquered what God has already won. Many of us that were hit suffered great, but yet grew stronger. For good will always win. We're not slaves to evil any longer. Not since Jesus conquered the world with his life, death, and resurrection, that saved so many souls and gave everyone direction, saved by grace and his ultimate protection. Today, we will talk about the ongoing battle of good against evil. And we have a very special guest, Bryn Kuroto, who's a speaker, a best-selling author, a podcaster, a breast cancer survivor, and prayer warrior. She has used her experience of healing from ritual abuse as a child and cancer as a young adult to help others embrace their healing as part of God's plan for them in this life. She hosts the Remembering Truth podcast, where she discusses daily experiences in healing in a healing perspective. She also directs the Corinth Collective, an online speak space for redeeming hurts over to glory, one at a time. She has co-authored her first book, Unveiling Purpose, and is set to publish her own book in the spring of 2021. Bryn is a practicing certified physician assistant and holds a master's in science and clinical medicine from a Still University and certificate in Christian counseling from the Colorado Theological Seminary. She is a master's trained spalankna. I don't know what that is.
I guess we'll ask later, right?
Okay. Practitioner and has been using homeopathics, prayer, and frequencies over 15 years. She's available for speaking engagements in person and online.
Everybody's online.
And she's also a Christian counselor, by the way, even though it isn't written. I love that part. Bryn, welcome to The Cure. You're now live.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Thank you. Bryn, I mean, this is a very heavy subject, yes. Might I add.
Might start, yeah. It is, but it's time, you know, like your song says. So done with burying things and keeping things hidden in the dark.
No more.
Shed light, talk, not be afraid of the truth. Jesus always wins. So nothing to be afraid of.
It's nothing. It's reality. And sometimes we are dealt with reality. And this year dealt with more realities than we really wanted to be dealing with. To tell you the truth, but you have an amazing story, Bryn. I understand you triumphed over one of the biggest evils there is, which is ritualistic satanic abuse. But then you had a mystic experience where you truly witnessed God's love, where God showed his mercy and show his unconditional, undenying love for you, that he would not give up on you. No matter how broken you felt you were. Would you like to share?
Yeah, I received that. And I just, I feel really called to just point everybody really quickly to Romans 8:38. If you don't mind, I'll just read two
Sure.
Little verses there for safety. You know, we all can start to feel a little bit vulnerable sometimes if we're stepping out into our truth and empowering ourselves by doing that. So Romans 8:38, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any power, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So, you know, with that, I just, I send out blessing and protection, and I praise the Lord that we can have these conversations, we can come before the throne in boldness and in truth, and we are completely protected in the work that was done on the cross. So, I grew up, really everything on the outside looked pretty good. Middle to upper class suburban home in the Midwest. I did well in school. I had friends. I played sports. My parents are still married to this day. I think everything on the outside looked pretty good, but on the inside, I was really probably a couple of different little pieces and parts inside of me that I was constantly trying to manage and herd together just to survive, to get from one day to the next. I think I put out a really good face, and I fooled pretty much everybody until my early 40s. You know, again, life is looking good on the outside, but on the inside, I just couldn't do it anymore. I was completely shattered. I didn't want to live life. I was depressed, yet I had this successful career, a great marriage, family. It's like, what's the problem? And the problem was really that I was fractured on the inside, and I had never dealt with it. And I didn't know why. I had been to secular counseling, in and out of secular counseling for many years, and never really got to the heart of what my issues were. And I started Christian counseling in 2014, and for about a year, my counselor and I worked on, you know, self-worth and positive statements to myself, and all the while, the Lord was really building my faith in Him. And then in 2016, I began to have visions or memories of what I now realize coming to the surface of some very detailed and horrific abuse that I had suffered as a child.
Yes, and that's definitely, I suffered some things myself. I can understand completely where you're coming from. We will continue this after this short break.
And please, we'd love to hear from you. Call us 1-866-34-TRUTH. Tell us your story of fight against evil, if you have one. And anybody that calls today will receive a free copy of Amy's book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, signed by Amy. 1-866-34-TRUTH.
Amy Cabo and The Cure.
This show deals with suffering, the tenacity of the human spirit, and the courage to keep moving forward with the help of God. I want people to know that there's hope. I was forced into my abortion because I didn't think I had a choice. I want people to know there's choices.
Well, Amy, my heart is breaking. I just want you to know that I love you and I thank God for you.
Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Every Saturday at 1 Eastern on the Truth Network.
I'll wake you up with some breakfast in bed. I'll bring you coffee with a kiss on your head. I'll take the kids to school, wave them goodbye. And I'll thank my lucky stars for that night. When you looked over your shoulder, for a minute I'll forget that I'm older. I wanna dance with you right now. And you look as beautiful as ever, and I swear that every day you'll get better. You make me feel this way somehow. I'm so in love with you, and I hope you know, darling, your love is more than worth this waiting gold.
Continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Welcome back, guys. It's Amy Cabo. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Remember that you can listen to the radio show live through our app, The Cure with Amy Cabo, or as a podcast. Just look for The Cure on any podcast platform.
The song that just played was Say You Won't Let Go by James Arthur. And here's my take. The only way to wake up is with God. Keep him in mind throughout the day. It helps us stay on track, focus more, and push temptations away. With a kiss, he will send us off and take care of every need. As long as we pray, stay connected, and let him take the lead. No need to be afraid. Even in the darkest night, he will dance us through it all and correct us with his light. We're beautiful to him. We shine so bright. When we glorify his name in prayer and doing only what is right. Things will always get better rather than worse. It's his guarantee. When honoring his truth, we fall in love with him to an unbelievable degree. He loves us so, and he wants us to know that he'll stay till the end of every show. He's our every phase until we're old. The one thing we do not grow, his Holy Ghost will stay with us and won't let go.
Well, that is cute. I didn't hear it like that this morning. Okay, nice.
We're talking to Brain Croto about the battle of good against evil, or good always wins, at least in this show. Brain, so, okay, a lot of people don't know about what you've experienced. And I guess it was too difficult for you to even come to terms with it. It came to you in pieces, in memories, detailed memories, that is. Do you want to continue?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you're little and you're undergoing extreme stress, you just do the best you can with what you've got. And it's kind of up to us later in life to choose to heal from our wounds. The Lord obviously wants us to take part in that journey. I think it's important that we understand that the Lord has created each of us as unique individuals, and there's desires and truths that are, I think, kind of planted in our hearts when we're created. And our journey is to sort of discover and come to know these deep desires of what we want to do with our lives and who we are. And that is the journey through healing those exact wounds. That the Lord has perfectly knit this together, that our inner callings are exactly the pathway to our healing. And he has orchestrated all of that to take care of us. Now, is it easy? No, absolutely not. But there's nothing ultimately to be afraid of. And I think the world tries to get us to believe lies. A lot of those lies look good at the time, and they can work for us for a certain amount of time, but they don't ultimately lead to healing or a life-giving experience.
And you know, it's just that evil comes in so many different forms, whether it be in sexual abuse or physical abuse or santeria or satanic rituals or black magic or witches. And I just recently learned about satanic rituals. Some crazy things happen, you know, torture of children and babies and drinking of blood and all kinds of crazy things. So these are the kind of things. I mean, evil can get really bad, but nothing gets past God. God will always rescue us. God will rescue us from the deepest, darkest depths of our lives. We've all been there, where we felt anxious, depressed, suicidal, filthy, lonely. I remember getting physical pains too. And even though Bryn and I have experienced different kinds of evil. We experienced the same manifestations, the same, you know, the same things that this evil brings about. But and what we share in common is one very loving God that truly loves us greatly, equally, and that he wouldn't give up on us. And he transformed our lives. Because unfortunately, the greatest evil attacks the best of us because it hurts God the most. But you had a mystic experience, Bryn. I mean, everything changes when you see Jesus or you receive a divine message somehow, knowing that he's always with us. When I was 7, I saw Jesus in a dream. He told me, "Come to me, my child." And I've always used that advice. I have faltered. I have failed. But I've always known that I can come to him.
I guess you were on the way.
Well, I had to experience everything. Well.
Yeah, I got to a point where I was absolutely at the end. At the bottom of the barrel, call it what you like. I had nowhere to go. I felt like I had tried everything. And one night, you know, taking a long hot shower and just started sobbing and fell to the floor of the shower, just sobbing in fetal position. I don't know how long I was there for. The hot water never ran out, but it was just really clear to me that I can't do this on my own. And the Lord reached out to me, and I definitely felt the presence of Christ and like this massive hand sort of coming out of the sky that was safe and loving and strong. And I felt like I saw the face of Christ, and it was incredibly powerful in that it felt like someone who had known me since before the beginning of time. It just felt so familiar but so surreal all at the same time. And I felt like he said something to me like, you know, I'm gonna help you up off the ground, but you have to take my hand. We have to do this together, and I don't want you to get up until you can take my hand and know that you can trust me. And I laid there for a pretty long time debating, can I do this? Is this the right thing for me? And anyway, ultimately I said yes, and we all get that choice. It's different for different people, but you've all been given the choice at some point in your life. Through his sovereignty, the Holy Spirit imparts the opportunity to us to say yes to him. It's really the only way.
God knows what it is we need. Some of us need more than others. But to me, God looks like the Jesus from the Sacred Heart. And that's what it is. He's got a very tender, loving heart. And it's about trusting him. It's about taking that step of living the right life, of following his path, of walking with Christ. And everything falls into place. You will feel his presence. You will get the messages you need. You just have to trust him.
And we will continue talking about winning the good fight. And we'd love to hear from you. Call us with your question or comment or share your story of fight against evil. 1-866-34-TRUTH. 1-866-34-TRUTH.
Amy Cabell and The Cure.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you. Like 4, 3, 2, you'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Ooh. Ooh.
I'll sing a song beside you.
And now we will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Welcome back, guys. Remember, we're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. on your radio, on our app, The Cure, and our website, GodIsTheCure.com.
And also on social media, but also the shows are available as a video podcast. Just look for The Cure with Amy Cabo, whatever podcasts are.
The song that just, that awesome song that just played, Count On Me, was by Bruno Mars. I love him. And this is what I get from it, guys. God is that true friend we can really count on. We are his pride and joy, a work in progress until he's done. He's our shining armor when hope is gone. He guards our sleep and guides our days. His love is evident in so many ways. We're never lost with Christ at heart, the one we can be sure of to play his part. He's the God who's always around. So no matter what, we can still be found. We're talking about the constant evil against good. The constant battle of evil against good. So guys, pray every day. Well, yeah, it's a good idea.
Message, yeah.
Oh, and guys, my book is coming out. Just finishing it up, you know, those repressed memories are going to be in there soon. I didn't do it on purpose, but the new edition will be out soon, probably next month. Love is the answer. God is a cure. That's the name of the book.
Cool. So I can ask a question?
Sure. It's your turn.
Brain. So, can we recover from anything without God's help? What do you think? The enemy is constantly attacking, but, you know, you are a medical professional. So a lot of doctors and, you know, medical professionals just leave that kind of on the backside, back burner.
More like they're scientific.
Yeah.
But science does
well,
go with God.
They're missing out on a huge amount of success. It's been frustrating. You're a physician, as I understand, so... I think it's really important to incorporate prayer in how we approach our professional lives, and the fact that medicine is so secular in this culture, we're really missing out on a lot of great opportunities. I think all healing ultimately does come from the Lord. I guess it's kind of could be a theological debate as to who gets healed, when, and why. I don't have those answers, but if we involve the Lord in prayer in anything, it just instantly will get far better than what we ever could have imagined.
You said something.
I don't think we truly heal without Him, though.
You said something extremely important. Prayer. It's how we communicate with God. Because, you know, the enemy, that's pickpocket. You have no idea he's stealing your soul. In fact, you can rationalize the things you're doing. You have no idea that you're not behaving right, and then you wonder why life is going badly and why things are going badly. And a lot of times we're the author of our own suffering. Little do we know. And it's a matter of opening our eyes. It's a matter of gaining wisdom. And that's only done through prayer, guys, and reading the Bible, of course. But you understand the Bible better if you pray. So it all goes hand in hand. It's a constant battle, but prayer is really important, because I believe that evil originates from sin. The enemy is pushing us constantly to sin. As 1 John 3:8 says, whoever practices sin is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. This is the reason the Son of God appeared. How do we fight it? What's the best way to fight sin? What do you think, Bryn?
Yeah, definitely prayer and getting in the Word. And I think to start to learn to ask God directly the questions that we have, instead of trying to figure things out for ourselves, or going to leaving God out of seeking the answers, right? That's kind of the fundamental temptation, is we can have
the truth without having God, right? Eat this apple, it'll give you the knowledge of life. And it is still the temptation today. Turn anywhere except to the Lord for your questions. And particularly for people who are maybe starting to have memories or realize that, gosh, I've got some stuff, some junk stuff way down inside me that's starting to bubble up and I need to deal with it. What is it? I feel crazy. I feel afraid. I feel threatened. I feel paranoid. Bring it to Christ, right? Take your thoughts captive to Him and ask the Lord to sift through your thoughts and your feelings and the things that you're experiencing and give them back to you in a way that you can understand, that you can use for His glory, and that He wants to use to teach you and to heal you. He's our best friend. He's right there all the time. Why wouldn't we seek His counsel?
And here's the thing. Faith is big. Faith is really big. Even if you don't have it, hey, if you believe God puts us through the test, we can put Him through the test. One time I went to confession, and the priest says, no, quit smoking, quit vaping. And okay, right before Christmas, I'll do it. You know, I have plenty left. Oh, no, no, no. Now, today, God will give you the grace. So I said, well, you know, if He says God will give me the grace, let's see if it's true. Well, guess what? Grace won.
That's why you bought that shirt?
Yes. The first day of Advent, I quit all my vices, all gone. God did give me the grace. You'd be surprised what faith can do.
Grace
it could
wins.
Come along. It could go a long way. So when you pray, do pray with faith. God wants you to believe in Him. Put yourself in His shoes. If you were a parent and you were protecting your child, wouldn't you want your child to believe in you? Why otherwise would we lose hope or get depressed? If God is omnipotent and God is in control and His will is perfect and perfect for us, even if we don't understand it, it's okay. He's got us.
Oh, can I share something they posted on social media on our feed?
Sure.
Melissa says, thanks God she had an immense car accident, flipped the car 7 times, and
wow.
She was totally fine, but were hit by a big truck.
Oh.
A miracle, I guess.
Miracles happen all the time. And it's not just something that happens. It's not a coincidence. Just like there's no coincidences, guys. God's in control. As in Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you." This is God speaking, by the way.
Got it. Okay.
"For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." So now we know there is always hope. And how do we relay this message to others? I don't know. I say by example. What do you think, Brim?
Yeah, I think I think there's kind of a pathway between connecting hope and forgiveness and love and power. So that's a lot of stuff. But if we can start to move into understanding the love that God has for us and let our little human souls be totally overwhelmed by that and find safety in that, we can start to reach back to Him with hope for healing the past as well as hope for the future. And when we start to put our faith in that, we become pretty powerful little people of God, which of course the enemy works against because he wants to keep us in bitterness and shame and resentment. But the truth is that we get to let all that go. We get to turn that over to the cross because that's the accomplishment, that's the work of the cross, among many other things, is we have a right to that freedom. We have a right to that hope. And we have a right to that healing. A lot of us are walking around thinking we don't get to enjoy the benefits of what God has provided for us, and that's completely wrong. So My desire is that people would really start to understand that this isn't something you have to come groveling to the foot of the cross and beg for. It's already yours. And the Lord wants us to step boldly into that and use that.
Well, if we're made in Christ's image, we're capable of sharing that same love and view suffering in a different way as a form of salvation for ourselves and others.
And after the short break, we'll continue talking about the fight against evil. And of course, good always wins, right?
Yes, of course.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure. Continue with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Hi again, and thanks for tuning in. We're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern on your radio or at The Cure and on social media. Just look for God as The Cure, because He is.
Yes, He is. And also, later the show will be available as a podcast. Just search for The Cure with Amy Cabell, and please remember that Amy is spelled with an I and a double E, or search God is The Cure on any podcast channel.
The song that just played was Put Your Records On by Rit Momny.
Oh, Romney. Or Mitt Romney. No, it's Rit Momny. I'm just kidding. I don't know if he sings. It's okay. It's fine.
Okay. And this is what I get out of it, guys. God wants us to be ourselves. Take it easy as we do our best. Enjoy the moment despite the times. Weed out frustrations. He'll do the rest. He gives us hope so we can live our dreams, and gives us sight to figure it out, appreciate our blessings, walk with Christ, and be devout. Even when we're afraid, we should know that there isn't a God that has not supplied, that isn't a need that God has not supplied as we get down to our knees and prayed. We live our best life when we follow Jesus and abide. For God's love is unconditional, and His truth trumps anything the enemy has ever tried. Prayer is our strength, and His word our ultimate guide.
Nice. Wow. You're a poet. Let's publish those like poems.
There goes his business mind.
Yeah, it's like not really. Nobody makes money out of books, but at least people will hear it, you know?
It's about the message.
Yep.
So we're continuing with, you know, the conversation about good versus evil with our special guest, Brim Croto.
Yes, we are.
Brim, let me ask you a question.
You can do that. She said yes earlier.
Many people don't believe the devil is real. In fact, some people told me hell does not exist. Everybody's guaranteed heaven. And people think God is always forgiving, but He's also a parent, you know, and good parents discipline. And He doesn't need to do much. When we sin, we leave ourselves open to the enemy. But I call him pickpocket, because when he's attacking, we never know. He's very slick, but he attacks the family. He attacks marriages, things that are precious to God. He wants to destroy us. How do you suppose we can preserve the family?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I guess first of all, we have to acknowledge that evil exists. I'm not really sure how anyone could say it doesn't. To me, it's pretty obvious. And for me, that was so much of what I knew growing up. It was quite convincing. So good and evil was always very apparent to me, and that's how I actually built my faith in the Lord, was recognizing that evil is real. You know, and I think in terms of preserving the family, it's the Lord's design. And when we look at how we're created to need and interact with each other in particular ways, and He has designed us that way, and He has provided for us in that way. He wants us to seek Him, a direct one-on-one with Him, but He also wants us to seek Him through other people and other resources. So one of the things that people who've been through abuse struggle with is the ability to trust and not be paranoid and not kind of just be waiting for the next wound to occur. And we need to, you know, put our trust in the Lord that He's going to bring people and resources into our lives that are going to help us and love on us. And for a lot of people, that's not the immediate family, right? Because the immediate family might have been more evil than good. And I also find reassurance in Christ, in that His biological family wasn't always the family that loved and supported Him. That ultimately, we are all kind of orphans, and our Father is in heaven. And our natural construction of family, it can go either way, but the people that we were born into obviously are in our lives for good reason, and we trust the Lord with those reasons and seek those out. It's for our growth and our healing, ultimately.
Nonetheless, I am grateful to the family that I was born to. Right, wrong, or indifferent, it brought me to where I am today. It made me who I am today, and I've learned a lot. I've learned to do my family different. And I learned that taking them to Catholic school or taking them to church, it's not enough. You have to make sure that they're praying. You have to make sure that you talk to them about God, that you talk to them about life, that you talk to them about right and wrong. I've never seen so many kids believe they're LGBTQ. It even hit home. They think it's cool. They think it's normal. So it's truths that you don't know that they're really listening to at school. Are they really paying attention in church? It's our responsibility as our parents, at least, to lead the kids that we've been entrusted to Christ, besides other people. But you talk about sequential healing process. Tell us about that. It's a great way of healing. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, so in my experience with dealing with patients in my professional life, after many years of seeing people, like, speaking in to kind of have a feeling and a thought that I wanted to do more for them, and my hands were kind of tied with the secular Western medicine. And so through some of my own struggles, too, with my own physical ailments, where Western medicine was failing me, basically, I had to look into new ways of healing. And obviously, prayer was a big part of that. So the sequential healing process starts with prayer, continues with prayer, and ends with prayer.
Nice.
And I really had the opportunity, right? No coincidences, but the opportunity to deal with my own breast cancer. And I used that process through prayer and guidance to become cancer-free. So it's been an incredible learning experience, and I think it can apply to anybody, and I'm happy to share that with people. But it is a process. There's no question.
You know, I realize that the more I pray, the better I feel. I mean, even if you don't get everything right, all that prayer has to count for something. So, you know, it's worth a try. But in this show,
our little hearts coming to Him with vulnerability and saying, I don't know what to do. I don't
exactly
know what to say. I just need Your help. And He's right there. He's been there all along. he knows what you're going to say.
Yeah, but he wants to hear from us. We need to talk to him. That's what it takes. And we need to trust him. He's a good dad. But in this show, we expose evil. Ephesians 5:11 says, take no part in unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. Our current culture is one that teaches complete tolerance. We are expected to say nothing, and so many things are happening. I wonder if God got tired, like he did in the past. Why so many things keep happening? Anyhow, even if the behavior directly violates God's word, what do you think, Bryn? Have we become complacent?
I think some of us have. I'm hoping that 2020 has sobered up a lot of people. And
I think so.
Convicted a lot of people, right?
Because yes.
I know if there's something I need to be convicted about, ultimately I want to hear that from the Lord because it sets me on a more right path with him. It may not feel good to be corrupted, but he does that because he loves us. And that's why we should be grateful.
The wonderful thing is, the best thing is that it's unconditional love. So he'll always take us back. It's never too late to do the right thing, guys. Let's do it. We can do it.
We can. Yes?
I think so, yes. Okay. Of course. Anything's possible for God. But we've reached the end of the show.
Yeah, thank you. I was about to say that.
That's possible, too.
Yeah. Very.
Thank you for being with us on the show. We're always running out of time because it's never enough time for our wonderful guests. It's so nice to have you. Thank you.
Good to be here. God bless you guys. Thanks for what you're doing.
God bless you too, Bryn. And more information on Bryn Grotto can be found on bryngrotto.com. But we're going to finish with a prayer, as we always do. Father God, we praise you for your love and faithfulness towards your children. We praise you for being a perfect, holy, trustworthy God that is bigger than all the evil we experience here on earth. We ask that you give us eyes to see when evil is before us, hearts to hate evil, and the desire to flee from its presence. We ask that you not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil and draw us closer to yourself. We ask for the long-expected Jesus to come quickly and make all things new. We ask these things in his precious name. Amen.
Amen.
And thank you to our audio producer today, Beth Ann, the Truth Protector, for being with us, making the show sound good, and making the music possible. And thanks to the Christian Car Guy, that's my boy, Robbie Dillmore, for his continuing guidance. Check out his shows, they're pretty cool. And thank you to the Truth Network for having us on the network, even though I can be scandalous. And all other radio stations that carry our program, including the Sirius XM channel 131, which is the family channel. So God is really good. But this is Amy Cabo, guys. You've been listening to The Cure. Well, check out our podcast.
That was my line.
Okay,
The Cure with Amy Cabo. Our app, The Cure, or our website, godisthecure.com.
And thank you to all our listeners. Thank you for being with us. Until next week, give it your best and stay safe in this pandemic and crazy times. But remember, this too shall pass, especially now that there's a vaccine. And until next Saturday, much love, be true to yourself and others, maintain your values, and keep the faith. Peace.
Thank you for listening to The Cure with Amy Cabo. For more information or to get Amy's book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, or to listen to the podcast of previous shows, visit godisthecure.com.
Okay. Let me switch off.
Yep. That